Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. My guest today is Christy Bruner, Vice President of Advocacy for the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Christy has been a health and fitness advocate for years, and I first met her when she was the Community Engagement Supervisor for Healthy St. Pete for the City of St. Petersburg. Hi, Christy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you could make some time for us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking.
So tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Sure. So I am not a St. Pete native, not a Florida native, one of the transplants, but I originally from outside of Chicago, grew up in the suburbs and went to school in rural Missouri. And then after that, I figured out you don't have to live in the Midwest. There's a whole wealth of opportunities out there. So I migrated down here to St. Petersburg. I actually swam in college in Missouri, and my college swim team always came down here to do their training trips. So I was introduced to the area and decided this was the place I wanted to land my family when I had the choice.
So how long have you been here now?
Over 20 years.
Wow.
22 years. Yes. Yeah. So I've seen some of the development and change in the city in my short time here that has been happening over the decades, but lots has changed.
Lots have changed. Yeah, you're right about that. So I know that you're a health and fitness advocate, right? Because I see you with the swimming meets, and even your girls are involved in
yes,
that now, right? So,
yes.
So, but what inspired you to get involved in the St. Petersburg community?
Sure. So that kind of translates from what brought me here from the Midwest down to St. Petersburg initially. I did a program through AmeriCorps that was based out of Eckerd College, actually. It was a program called Athletes in Service to America. It was all former collegiate athletes doing tutoring, mentoring, and coaching in different areas throughout the country. I think there was maybe 7 or 8 different campuses, and Eckerd College was one of them. And so that kind of hit all my metrics. I didn't know quite what I wanted to do after college, after I graduated. I had an exercise science degree, and I had experience in collegiate athletics, and this was a great opportunity to tutor, mentor, and coach. So I worked with St. Pete Aquatics. I worked with Camp Redbird at City of St. Petersburg. I tutored in Gulfport Elementary, at PTEC, at a lot of different schools. So I really, as a newbie to St. Petersburg, was introduced to what St. Petersburg is all about and how it was very different from my kind of bubble of a Midwestern town that I grew up in, and really resonated. It was a year-long service year commitment, and that at that point I could go back or stay here or do whatever I wanted. Came down with my fiance, that then fiance, now husband, that we met in college, and said, you know, this is the place that I want to raise my family. It's different than where I grew up, but I wanted to have my kids have the opportunity to have a diverse community and really be able to see an impact. That's what I saw with that year of service with AmeriCorps, is that everyone can have a small impact, and you can see where the needs were and really kind of grow from there.
So you're a vice president of advocacy.
Yes.
Right? So what do you see as St. Petersburg's biggest challenge for 2024 and maybe moving forward?
Sure. So I would say top of the list for this year is the gas plant district redevelopment. Lots going on there. The St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce has been very involved in the business community, really taking an education stance of letting the community know and bringing our businesses into the table of what an opportunity this is for the future of our community. The alternative being a parking lot and no professional sports team and no opportunity for growth, right? So we really see it as an opportunity for not only the Rays staying here, which is fun and great and an economic win, but also for an opportunity for new diverse businesses, for culture and green space and community and that sense of collaboration through so many organizations that have gone on in this. So I definitely see that as the number one opportunity for this year and moving forward. And it's really great because it has brought new people to the table to discuss these topics, which I think is very important and was really one of my goals coming into this role with the St. Pete Chamber. Coming from owning my own business, I owned my own stroller fitness business for 10 years in St. Petersburg along the waterfronts with all the babies. Then I went into doing some consulting with nonprofits, and I went into working for the city, and I saw, you know, all these different viewpoints being voiced sometimes in silos, and this role with the Chamber of Commerce having the opportunity of, hey, we're all working towards the same ultimate goal, whether it's a nonprofit, a for-profit, different industries and sectors, and the more people we can bring together for those conversations, the better outcomes we'll have.
So clearly you're involved in so many things. I see you everywhere, but tell me about an accomplishment that you're proud of.
Sure. So one thing that kind of comes to mind when I first hear that is back in my college swimming days, I swam in college, and my senior year, we actually won NCAA national championship. We were Division II, so it's not the same as Division I, but we are still there. We are Division II, and my freshman year, we got fourth place. My sophomore year, we got third place. My junior year, we got second place. And my senior year, our team won the national championship. So, and I was, I will admit, not a huge team player, but I was part of the team. And that kind of taught me that everyone has a different role on the team, right? And that you need to strategically all work together to a shared vision and a shared goal to get to where you want to be. When I came into the school, they had not even placed at the national level. So I wasn't going to be part of a national championship team. I just thought this was a great opportunity to continue to get better and didn't know where the road would lead. So with that increase in opportunity and the place through our placing at the end of that national championship, I think brought those skills to the professional environment as well to say, hey, all those people are valued no matter what they're bringing to the table. So stay on board, keep showing up, and, you know, we can reach those goals together.
Yeah, I think showing up is more than half the battle.
Absolutely. And I'll say the first person that told that to me back in the day was actually Aliza, who works for the city of St. Pete now, when she worked for the All Children's Hospital. And I was engaged with her in wellness way back in the day. And she was one of the first people that told me, you know, I always see you. You're always showing up. And that was when I was just a parent volunteer. And, you know, that kind of resonated of, you know, the people that do show up get to have access to that information and bring it back to their cohort, see how it applies to them. And then you can actually be part of that change.
That's very true. That's very true. So who are the leaders that you admire or inspire you?
I would say one of the leaders that inspires so many people I know in St. Petersburg is Dr. Kanika Tomlin. She was the founder of Healthy St. Pete and the city of St. Petersburg when she was the deputy mayor. And when Mayor Christman was elected for a second term, Healthy St. Pete was really able to grow. And I was part of that growth with my role as the community engagement supervisor. So it's really thankful for that opportunity to be part of that nexus of Healthy St. Pete and the priority that the city of St. Petersburg put on community health and public health and wellness as a collective value. And I really value her priority for not only community and collaboration and organizations to come together, but also her priorities puts on her family and the family values and really engaging her kids and encouraging her kids and her family to thrive as well, and how she really intersects those. So she's always been a role model to me, like I said, as I know she is to so many, and we're so lucky to have her in here in St. Pete.
Yeah, that's very true. So the Midwest, St. Petersburg, where else would you like to be? Is there any place you'd like to visit?
Absolutely. So I love the beach. I love where we live. Of course, we're so lucky to be here all the time. So I would really, and my kids are 18, 16, and 9 now. So we're making our way out. So they're going to be out on their own at some point. But when I have some more time for myself, I would really like to go somewhere totally different than where we live here. Africa has always been super interesting to me, a totally different culture that's different than what we see every day, right? Being exposed to new cultures, new traditions, new scenery, new ways of life, new food, new animals. I just think that would be so interesting. And actually, when we went on our honeymoon after we got married, right after moving to Florida, I'm like, I don't want to do the cruise, the beach. Like, that's where we get to live now. It's amazing. So we actually went to Pacific Northwest. We went to some national parks out in Crater Lake and Olympic National Park. And I'm like, we're going to do that because that's about as far away nationally as we could get at this point as 20-year-old somethings getting married. So we did Pacific Northwest. And I think for a big trip, I'd love to do something just totally different than what we get to see every day.
Sounds fun. So can you recommend either a book or a podcast or a movie for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was thinking about this, and I've been a big podcaster lately, especially when I'm not, and I have two teenagers that are driving now. So my driving days are getting numbered. I still have the little one, but I don't have to drive and carpool as much these days. So when I'm driving myself, one of the podcasts that I really like is called Have You Heard? It's an education policy podcast, which actually kind of brings me back to where I first got started with policy and advocacy was as really a pro bono lobbyist on the education side. I was one of the recess moms that helped bring the mandate to Florida recess back to our state when my oldest daughter, who's now graduated from high school, was in fifth grade, realized that Pinellas County Schools didn't have recess for our kids in elementary school, which is something that was crazy to me. But some schools did, some schools didn't. Then we talked to other counties. Other counties had different rules. Talked to the principal, talked to the superintendent, talked to the legislator. So what's going on? And actually, Senator Jeff Brandis was a friend and helped us kind of navigate that legislation and said, this, you have to go to Tallahassee to fix these kinds of things. And just learned as a parent advocate about how to navigate that system. So I've been very involved in the education advocacy, wellness advocacy, kind of the intersection of those, and then which led me to be more involved with the business advocacy as well. So Have You Heard? Great education podcast.
Well, thanks. Thanks. You've been listening to Sunshine Sisters, and my guest today was Christy Bruno. Christy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Karen.
This is Karen Carmichael for Radio St. Pete.